On our program today, we are going to be talking about YSS, some of the services that YSS has available. And joining us on the phone today, we have Laura Fowler, who is the housing program coordinator with, for Story and Boone County when it comes to transitional living. And Laura, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Tell us a little bit about yourself, how long you've been with YSS, and what you've been doing, or how'd you get into transitional living?
Yeah, so I've got my background in mental health. I've worked for about 3 years now in inpatient psych facilities. So I kind of just wanted to take a step back from that and do something a little bit different. So that's how I transitioned kind of into a more administrative role. I've been with YSS for 3 months now, so still kind of fresh. But I'm really loving it. It's a great company, and it's a really great place to work. Transitional Living is a really great program. It's really great to be able to just get in there and see the difference that you're making for these youth and, you know, actually being able to get them from a place that they don't want to be to a place that they do want to be. So it's really great to just be able to see that difference that you make for them.
Yeah, that's one of the things I would think would be really, again, a great advantage if you were looking to see what sort of immediate kind of impact can I have and how can I help somebody move on. You get a lot of success stories out of transitional living.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, we do know that since you're just starting it, covering both Story and Boone County, so how busy is that for transitional living? Because in Boone, I know we've got the Lighthouse. We've got a few other, I think you might have a few other facilities.
Yeah, it actually is very busy. We've got full caseloads for all of our youth advocates. All of our case managers are completely full right now. So very, very busy, but, you know, busy is good, especially in this kind of work. You know, we want to get our kids housed and we want to make sure that they are where they need to be. So busy is good.
The purpose of transitional living, as I recall, it's basically they're making use of your opportunities for housing. But it's not free. It's not a handout. This is a working arrangement.
Yeah. Yeah. So transitional housing. So we've actually got two different programs. We have transitional housing. We have rapid rehousing. Transitional housing, it works. We have apartments and houses that we provide for them. We tell them, okay, we will help you. We will give you this place for you to stay. But you come and you stay here. You've got to follow our rules. And the expectation is that they will seek employment, that they will get employment at some point in the time that they are staying in our program. We help them with that process, you know, finding employment or, you know, applying for Social Security, applying for SNAP benefits, you know, what other benefits they might need. But once they get either their benefits or their employment, then they're expected to start paying into a percentage of their rent.
Mm-hmm. And then to allow them to just start moving on to become more independent.
More independent, yep, and kind of learn that stability that they just, you know, probably have not learned or experienced before, and so that they can, yeah, take that with them when they discharge from the program. Our program, our transitional living program, is only a year. So once they get out of that program, well, it's a year and a half, mm-hmm. but, you know, once they get out of that program, it's the expectation is, okay, you take what you've learned from us and go out into the world and learn how to be an adult.
This is what we do in the real world, right?
It is, yeah.
Do you do a lot of them that are maybe picking? Because I know with DMACC in Boone, and I'm sure with the opportunities you have over in Story County as well, there are some that want to do some more job training or go back into getting a degree educationally. And do they get assistance as well? Can you work with them? Is that a different venue?
Oh, yeah, we have lots of connections with DMACC, and we have connections with, like, Connect to Careers and things like that, with school and career programs. We actually have one client right now who just got accepted to DMACC and will be starting classes in the fall. So we do have a lot of connections with them, and they have a lot of services that they work with us on and provide those courses for our kids.
So it's actually... pretty easy to be successful if you want to work at it. And so that's
really
your challenge then,
yeah.
Is keeping them working at it.
Yes. Yeah, I think the biggest issue is just that, you know, it's hard to teach them things that they've never been taught before. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to, you know, sometimes try to just meet them where they're at and come from a place where you're like, okay, I'm trying to help you, and maybe they've never had anybody ever reach out to them and try to actually help them before, and so sometimes they're hesitant to accept that help.
Yeah, but I'm guessing there are sometimes, yes, when your skills, you know, as a counselor come in, but for a lot of it, is it just, you know, here's how you balance your checkbook. Here's how you do this. Mm-hmm. This is how you're going to go find a job. Again, using a lot of different resources.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one of our biggest things that we do is we have biweekly groups where they come and they attend, and we work through material that is strictly based on, okay, here's how you do this. Here's how you do this. A couple weeks ago, we taught them the process of how you buy a car and what to look for when you're buying a car and how to maintain your car and how to change a tire and things like that. Last week, we worked on, you know, what you want and what you need in an apartment, what you should be looking for when you are looking for your own housing, just, you know, things like that
sure.
They probably just are not thinking about.
Yeah, and then there's you said the magic words, wants and needs.
Mm-hmm.
What you want and what you need are two different things.
They really are.
So, now, do you have some that are young parents, and how do you handle those? Is that done differently?
Yeah, so our young parents are part of our rapid rehousing program. So that is the difference between our programs, is that rapid rehousing, so transitional is for single individuals only,
mm-hmm.
And rapid is for young parents or couples. So we are able to help them in a different way. And so that program is for ages 18 to 24. And that program lasts for a year. And so obviously the resources and things like that would look a little different if they are parenting, but we do have a lot of really great resources for parents as well.
See, and that's something I think that maybe a lot of people might not be aware of, the rapid rehousing. You can have a young couple with a child,
yeah.
and just,
mm-hmm.
again, help them get that. I mean, and then you can move them from one YSS program to another to make sure they continue to proceed and progress and get out
yes.
on their own.
Yep. So that's where the aftercare program comes in to play. Once they discharge from our programs, we have our aftercare providers who work with us, and they stay in contact with our clients after they discharge. They follow up with them on their services. So, I mean, we have so many services just within YSS. We've got clients who have discharged years ago who still come to, like, see our therapists and things like that. And so it really is just a great system of people that we have working together to make sure that the prolonged care of our clients is you know, the best mm-hmm. care for them so that they can maintain that stability and just make sure that they stay on their feet.
So it's, again, are there points of time, and I'm guessing for a lot of them, like if they've been involved with some of the aftercare, they get to a point where they feel they're very confident what they're doing, but then all of a sudden life comes along and there's something else. They can come back. Can they come back in and kind of rejuvenate that service?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
We've had clients come in and out, even of our housing programs. We've had people, you know, go and they end up making it on their own, and then, you know, yeah, life happens. And so they have to go through the process all over again, our admission process. But, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we don't say no to yeah. people who need our help. So it's, you know, even if we know you and we know, hey, you've done this before, absolutely, our door is always open. Yeah.
Is there a point in time where you'll say, you know, you're kind of aging out of our services that we have available? A lot of times, if they have young children, that can draw them back in, because I know YSS, that's the big thing for YSS, is a lot of the youth.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, you work with other agencies, too, to, you know, what can we do? Can we hand this person or this group or family off to you? They've got it this far. You know, what's next? Other help out there? And that's one of the things, I guess, people wonder about, because do they keep coming back to the same agency, or is there a point in time when they can move on somewhere else or get off on their own, or they come back and say, we're good, thank you?
Yeah, so one of our biggest partners when people age out of our programs is the Bridge Home.
Mm-hmm.
So we only take up to age 24 for our programs, and so we do get a lot of people who age out of our programs calling us and being like, hey, can you help us, especially people with kids. And our referral is always to the Bridge Home. We've got really great connections with them over there. We partner with them in a lot of things. And they really just are that kind of backup plan for us. And they have a general shelter, and they are able to provide, like, temporary hotel services and things like that. I don't know the extent of all the services that they provide, Yeah, that is who we refer people to when they age out of our system.
But it's the same kind of philosophy. You're not going to stay here forever. We're going to help you move on. But that's the big thing. You need to move on. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's talk about, I know that it's been pretty quiet around the lighthouse in Boone anyway, but I've seen a lot of work that's been going on there. What's been happening at least here in Boone on the lighthouse?
Yeah. So within the past year, we've done a lot of work over there. It's a beautiful house. It really is gorgeous. And, you know, we just wanted to kind of make it as gorgeous as it could be. So
sure.
We did some painting, painted the walls, did some work on the exterior. We redid the porch, put in new carpet. I want to say that they, like, pressure washed the outside, you know, just things like that.
There was a lot of stuff going on over there.
Yes, yeah. You know, just trying to spruce it up the best that they could. And then this summer, as the weather starts getting a little bit nicer, we are planning on doing a bunch of landscaping, probably planting a bunch of plants out there,
sure.
Pulling up some, I think there's some not so cute bushes in the front that we're probably going to pull up, and then just plant some flowers. We like to get the kids involved in the smaller tasks that
sure.
we do, so they can get some volunteer work in, and, you know, I think it builds good work ethic. So we're probably going to have them help us do some planting over there and a little bit of dirty work.
Yeah. They have to get down and do dig in the dirt. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see
absolutely.
If they can get those shrubs pulled out. They've been there a long time.
They will not get the shrubs pulled out, but somebody will.
We'll get those. Now, for the lighthouse, for people that wonder, because over the years, and again, it depends on what your needs are, I'm guessing, at YSS. So we have a couple of individuals staying there that are, again, trying to do this transition out, or what's happening? Are they students, or what's happening with them?
Yeah, so our individuals that are staying there, we have... two people. One has been staying there for almost, I want to say that she's almost done with the program. Mm-hmm. And then we have someone else who just moved in pretty recently. So okay. Two people in different stages of the program. They are both working. They're not in school, but mm-hmm. they're both working. So one is already paying into the program. The one who's about to discharge is already paying into the program, and the other one hopefully will start paying into the program within the next couple months.
Okay. So, again, that's folks, that's why we call it transitional. We're mm-hmm. trying to get them set up and be able to move on. And I know, as you mentioned, a couple of apartments available in town that you do have for some of your rapid rehousing. So, obviously, some people are going to go, well, how much of a need is there? Surprisingly, like you said, you've been pretty busy, and between Boone and Story counties, I'm guessing very busy with working with a lot of individuals. And they need to commit if they want to be part of the program. They need to commit and follow through with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really a matter of, you know, them wanting to be a part of it. And that's where most of our referrals come in, is, you know, these youth will come to us and say, hey, I need help. And I don't know that they always understand the extent of what getting help means, but we take the time and we teach them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what you got to do. And, yeah. And a lot of them, since you're relatively new to it, again, that's going to be one of those things. I know people before you have spent a lot of time working with a lot of them, and they've had a lot of success stories. You get a lot of people yeah. that move on and will continue, whether it be getting their own place, starting their own family, advancing their education. There's a lot of great great stories that have come from all the living or transitional living programs that we have available.
Yeah, and that's, you know, one of the things that really drew me to YSS was just being able to see really the results that have come out of it. I mean, I think that you can just look up YSS, you can look at it, and you can just see that it's a place that produces results, and it's a company that, you know, really works hard and prides itself in the work that they do, and that's something that I really value in it.
And on the other side of things, one of the other residential parts that you know about, but probably not, is going to be the Embers once that's up and operational down mm-hmm. by Cambridge. That's going to be a big addition to services that are available.
Yeah. So yeah, like you said, I don't know a whole much about what's going on over there, but it is really exciting. I know that we've got the Embers, and we've got rooftop gardens being worked on right now as well. So a lot of really great new programs that are being developed right now over at YSS, just to continue to build on and expand the great work that we're already doing.
If people want to find out more about transitional housing and the rapid rehousing program and the different things that you work on and have available, what's the best way? Do you work strictly with referrals? If somebody knows somebody they think might need a little help, how do they make contact? What's the best way to go about it?
Yeah, so usually people just call me. usually I get calls directly from youth to my work phone.
Sure.
And we do an initial talk. Like I said, the transitional program is for ages 16 to 21, single individuals. The rapid program is from 18 to 24. Couples and young mothers or young fathers. So you can shoot me an email, afowler@yss.org. If you have a concern about somebody or if you need help, my phone number is 515-291-6452, or the number for YSS is, you know, you can just Google YSS and it comes up.
Sure.
If you ask for transitional housing services, they'll probably forward you to me.
Yeah. And I'm guessing there's a lot of the counselors that are working with other clients and stuff like that. They might have somebody that they just refer to you and say, look, I'm going to send you somebody because I think they're ready for this next step.
Yes. Yeah. So that happens too. But really the biggest way that we get our people is they just come directly off of the streets and say, hey, I need help. And so we just kind of go from there.
Sure. If they know they need help, then you've got that first step taken care of.
Yeah. That's good. That's always the first step.
Laura Fowler, our guest on the program today. Once again, she is the Story Boone Transitional Housing Program Coordinator. Laura, thanks for taking time visiting with us. Hopefully people learned a little bit more about what's going on, kind of rejuvenating what's going on for transitional housing and rapid rehousing, but services that have been available for a while, and I hope you have a great time working with that. You sound like you're going to enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be here, so...
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking time to visit with us today. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.